Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. How is everyone doing today? Sorry, this episode is a little bit delayed. There was some drama, per usual, with the recording. I basically lost the audio to this. So this is why I need to be ahead of things, because there can be bumps in the road. So this is your lesson to not procrastinate like me. But I'm so happy to be back in the swing of things. I'm back at home, back in my routine, back from Europe. So if you can't tell from the episode title, this is my Europe recap episode, kind of recapping my trip, things I realized, things I learned, how I'm rebranding, and what I would do differently, basically. So the first part of this episode isn't going to have a video if you're watching on YouTube. So I just... y'all don't want to see me right now. I'm recording this in my bed, cozy right now. It's just not a good look for me. But anyways, yeah. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. Start out with the ins and outs of the week. So my in this week is, okay, it's a mix. It's a vibe, basically, is kind of the pop star era vibe that Tate McRae, Sabrina Carpenter, and Megan Maroney give off. They give this girly pop star vibe that Britney Spears used to have. Megan Maroney's a country music singer, and I think she's kind of the modern day Dolly Parton, I would say. I'm kind of obsessed with her. She's all things big hair, blonde, sparkles. I just love all of her songs. And Sabrina Carpenter, same with her. She's just super relatable. I love her songs so much. And Tate McRae is just a queen. I'm obsessed with all three of them. Their songs are so great, so catchy. And I feel like it's kind of basic, but I feel like my in is their overall vibe that they give off, the pop star era vibe. So that's my in for the week. I just listened to them on repeat, basically. Kind of short and sweet, but Sabrina Carpenter is playing in Dallas and the tickets are so expensive. I'm like, my God, I can't pay this for a nosebleed. I think they're literally $500 or $600 for nosebleeds. So I think I'm going to try to check day of and try to go, because I think her set, everything about her tour is so cute to me. She did a great job. So love all three of them. So that's my in for the week. So my out this week is I've had my nails consistently done. I've get the dip SNS on my nails and I've consistently had them done for 5 years now, probably maybe six. And they fell off while I was in Europe. And I was like, okay, I was analyzing my nails on the train one day. I said, okay, Mom, my nails are so thin. They look terrible. I'm so embarrassed. And I've decided until the holidays, I'm going to go no nail polish, just rebuild my nails, make sure they're super strong, and all that. So that's my plan. I'm staring at my nails right now while I'm laying in bed and they kind of look like a man's hands. But you know what? They're going to get there. I have a nail file. I have this nail regrowth serum shit on my bedside table, and I'm going to be putting castor oil, cuticle oil. I'm just going to take good care of my nails. So I think having your nails done consistently for 5 years is definitely an out. You need to give your nails a break at some point. So if y'all see me in public, no, you didn't. Just don't look at my nails. Okay. Thanks. Also, I'm going to add in this video as rewatching it. I don't know if I've told y'all this, but I'm basically allergic to alcohol. So I break out into hives whenever I drink. And I'm sure that everyone would be okay, well, a normal response and a normal person would just not really drink, but it's Spritz O'Clock. We have to have a glass of wine. Also, while I was recording the last part of this episode, I'm in full glam in this episode. So if you see a TikTok or something, the reason I'm in full glam was because I was going on a date and Libby, my best friend Libby and I, she had an episode this season, so I'll link that episode below. But Libby and I were going on a double date. Well, the boys were cute. Not sure if there will be a second date, just because I just don't think. But anyways, it was really fun, and it was just a cutesy moment of us. So anyways, yeah, that's why I'm in full glam. I'm just going to roll the clips now. Okay, so sorry it cut off. I really don't know where that just left off, but I was honestly just like every other bitch who goes abroad for the first time and is like, I'm never coming home. Like, I'm moving, see the world as a whole different place now, like blah, 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 blah. That is literally me. I'm not lying to y'all, and I'm not going to be fake and say that's not me. That's literally me. So I am going through like a rebrand right now. I'm just going to like rapid fire the things I have written down on this note on my phone. So I like would go to cafes and sit by myself and just like reflect. And these are just things that came to my mind, things I'm changing. Like, it's just all mixed into one. So under the lending category, I've decided I'm going to rebrand and be cute and casual every day. I pretty much have done that. So I decided that I'm like done looking like trailer park trash all during the day, even though I work from home. Like, I still need to get up, get dressed, be cute, put makeup on. Noticed people in Europe don't wear like athleisure really. Like, everyone has on jeans, everyone has a sweater on, or like a trench or whatever. Even if you don't have makeup on, just like your clothing is super casual, but like they all have really good accessories. So I think I'm just going to prioritize like investing in bags, belts, shoes, all the things, because you can wear a pair of jeans and like a sleek, crisp cost t-shirt and look super fabulous. So no more athletic wear unless I'm going to work out. I also really want to get a pair of jeans with the hem that's kind of flared up. I saw a lot of that. And I realize everyone in London in the service industry is way nicer than they are in America. I guess Americans are just like miserable. I don't know. That's literally how they act if you think of just like a typical service industry worker. And I'm literally not saying all of them, but for the most part, comparing it to the people in Europe, they were just like overall happier. And it probably has to do with probably their stomachs don't hurt like ours do all the time. So that's a whole other thing. But just like everything was all around cleaner in London that I noticed. Like, even just being in Dallas, like there's trash all over the side of the road. Didn't see trash on the side of the road in London. Granted, I didn't go everywhere. So just the places I went, it just was a lot cleaner. The people who, like the waitresses were way nicer. The workers at the airport, like the TSA workers, for example, like I wasn't stressed out going through TSA at London Heathrow or at London City Airport. And like, I get so worked up whenever I go to like DFW or wherever. It's just not a good experience. But like, even the TSA line is just a way smoother process. They just have things figured out over there. Do so much walking. Like, there's public transportation, but people also just walk everywhere. And I don't live in a city like New York. I live in Dallas. So there's like, yes, there are buses and stuff, but people don't take the train to work. Like, I know people take the subway to work in New York, but there's just a lot of walking. So like, everyone was just genuinely in like much better shape. And I think the food situation also comes into play with that. So that's something I noticed. And Longchamp bags are just like all the rave. I know it's like the perfect tote. It's good for like when you're walking around and it's raining. It's like a good work bag, a purse, all the things. So I want to get another one. I have like a weekender bag by them and a tote, but it's like so old and has holes in it. So I probably need to throw it away. So kind of want to get an olive one. I noticed from Europe as a whole, like comparing it to Americans, Europeans to Americans, I feel like Americans have just like lost the whole respect aspect, like having respect for your neighbor, having manners, just the whole thing, like the way people act. Like, I was on the train with a group of high schoolers in Italy, and the way high schoolers act there is completely different than high schoolers in America. And I can say that because I work with high schoolers every single day for my job, but it just was a total difference. Just the way they acted, like on this train, I was thinking back to like, when I was in high school, we would go on like field trips or whatever, and people would be like throwing paper airplanes at people. I don't know. That's just also something I noticed. Loved Italy. Fabulous, fabulous experience. So we were in Tuscany, like I said, and we just did so many fun things. So first, I'm just going to go over like the things I noticed. Then I'll go over like specifics of like what you should do if you're in the area or whatnot. So Italy, just very casual again, very light makeup for the girls. It just, everyone looked very nice, but also very casual. Such a slower pace of life. No one was like, we went to that viral TikTok panini place in Florence. And just like thinking about if that restaurant was in the US, which there are, I think there's one in Vegas. I'm pretty sure one's opening up in Dallas. But in Italy, the line was down the block, but the workers weren't like flying you through the line, making you feel so stressed out, like rushing you through as where they would be doing that in America. So it's just overall a way slower pace of life. Like there's not the hustle and bustle. People aren't like pushing you on the street, like trying to get past you in a hurry. Usually like everyone's just casually walking. It's just not a thing, not stressful. It's just great, slow pace of life. Again, pretty clean, not a lot of trash all over. And in Europe, people like smoke cigarettes. So I smoked a few cigarettes. I wanted to be like European chic. I told y'all I'm like so basic and whatever. So, but it was so funny. I just didn't notice that many cigarette butts on the ground. Like people just pick up after themselves. So that was like another little example. Also like going back to my smoking thing. I'm not telling you to smoke, but it's just kind of the lifestyle there. Like everyone has like a cigarette with their drinks on the patio. It just made me feel like I was in the 80s. And because like in America, you don't really see that, like smoking in public like that. There are like designated areas, but whereas in Europe, it's just like wherever pretty much. So it kind of made me feel like I was back in the 80s or something, which I love the 80s. So, you have to pay to use a toilet some places. I thought that was like very bizarre. The McDonald's in Italy was nicer. They actually got my order right. So I was very impressed by that. And they have like a bunch of other stuff on the menu too. So I had to try it because I'm like a whore for McDonald's. I love McDonald's. But there really aren't that many public restrooms around. Service industry is overall slower, but they're nicer. Talked about that. Oh, if you're from the South, you really stick out and people will ask you like where you were from. So I thought that was funny. Like everywhere we went, everyone was like asking my mom. They were like, where are you from? She's like, I'm from Alabama. So it was just funny. You really stick out and people are just so nice. And then another thing from Europe as a whole, there are really no matchboxes. As y'all know, I collect matchboxes. So did not come home with a single one. I'm sure it would have gotten taken in security anyways. But yeah, I didn't come home with any matchboxes. Okay, here are just some random rapid fire things. Also some funny stories that I have for you guys. So travel tips. I would say I got the vacuum seal travel bags from Amazon to put in my carry-on. And I did go in a carry-on. I would bring way less than what I brought. And we went in October and it was the perfect time. It was very, not very crowded, but I would literally go with the bare minimum. I would go like with pajamas, underwear, all the things and like basics, like jeans, like tees, turtlenecks, whatever, but, and your jackets. But if you're wanting to bring like all these tops, all these dresses, I bought so much over there. I had to buy a checked bag to bring it all back. But I mean, that was also partly because it was my first time in Europe and I just was like really blowing it out. My credit card statement can attest to that. But I would barely bring anything going over next time. And I will always pack in a carry-on. Just going around on train to train and doing all that, like, you cannot have a huge 50-pound checked bag and a carry-on and like your carry-on personal item. It just was too much. So I would not ever do a checked bag. I just bought a lot of things. So you can get everything over there and it's so much better quality and a better price. So I recommend packing literally. I know you're going to freak out when you're packing, but you will find it and more over there. So I recommend barely packing anything. It also really made me realize that I'm a maximalist. So I'm in a huge declutter phase this week and next week, and I'm getting rid of so much stuff. Okay, weird things kept happening to me while I was on that trip. And these are all good things, like good weird things. The first weird thing that happened to me, it was when we were in London, and I, as y'all know, I'm obsessed with Love Island. I've talked about it so many times on this podcast. And I was showing my mom a photo of Casey. He was in the Love Island All-Stars season. And I was showing her a photo of him in line for the bathroom at Harrods. And I was like, Mom, I'm obsessed with this man. Like, I have got to keep my eyes peeled for like Love Island cast members while I'm here. I am in London. Like, they're always out and about. They're always at Harrods, like blah, blah, blah. So I'm telling her about Casey in the bathroom. So we shop around, whatever. Then we decide to go to the little champagne bar downstairs. So we're sitting and there was this girl sitting across from me. I was like, oh my God, she looks so freaking familiar. Like, how do I know this girl? And I don't know. It finally clicks that it's the girl from Love Island. I'm not going to say her name, but it finally clicked that there's a girl from Love Island. So I was like, oh my God, I have to say something, Mom. Like, this girl is from Love Island. So I start like literally freaking out because if you know me, I'm obsessed with celebrities. Like, I cannot keep my cool. I literally don't play anything cool. I'm a freak, whatever. So I'm like, Mom, I'm saying something. She's like, I'm going to crawl under this table. I can't. I can't. No. You cannot say anything. I'm like, I'm saying something. Y'all know me. So she's like getting up, paying. She's with her friend. And I was like, excuse me, like, you look so familiar. I've been trying to figure out like how I know you. And I was like, were you on Love Island? Because it was like, there were so many people around. And she was like, starts dying laughing. She's like, oh my gosh, yes. And so we end up talking and I was like, oh my God, I was just showing my mom a photo of Casey. Like, are you friends with him? Do you know him? Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh my God, I was just on FaceTime with him. And I thought about it. I was like, oh my God, she was on FaceTime with someone. She was on FaceTime with Casey three seats over from me. I manifested it, you guys. So it gets better. She's like, I'm literally texting him right now. She's like, we're going to be at Sheesh tonight, which is like a restaurant across from the Ritz in London. She's like, we're going to be at Sheesh tonight at 8:00. If you want to come by, like, he's going to be there. And I was like, shut up. And then I like made a joke. I was like, okay, well, my mom and I are going to pull up. Like, ha ha ha. That was just like so dumb. But she was like, she said it three times. So I was like, okay. If she thought I was like that big of a freak, she really wouldn't have told me like where she was actually going. And then my mom was like, do you think she'd actually tell you? Like, she probably lied. I keep thinking about it, like whenever we leave. And I'm like, Mom, I think that was fate. Like, I think I manifested that. So that night we were supposed to go to Hamilton. Well, sorry, my mom and stepdad went. Long story short, I ditch Hamilton. I don't go to the Broadway show. And the only reason I didn't feel bad about it was because we were going to be together for 2 weeks straight. And I was the one that bought the Hamilton tickets as my contribution for the trip. And so I was like, well, it's not like my stepdad bought me these tickets. So I'm just not going to go. I'm going to go to Sheesh at 8:00. So I literally get dressed. My parents leave the hotel. I'm on FaceTime with my best friend. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I order room service. I order drinks to the room. I get a dirty martini and I'm getting dressed. Okay. So I order another drink downstairs at the hotel bar and I was still on FaceTime with my best friend. She's like, everyone's just giving me a pep talk. They're like, you're only in Europe really once. This literally sounds like you've manifested it. So I think you should go. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Why not? I'm going to go. So I decide to go. I show up to Sheesh and literally didn't even know if they were there. I was like, I'm just going to walk in. Like, what's my plan? I didn't have a plan, but I walked in and the hostess was like, oh, were you with these girls? I was just like, yeah, totally. So I like walked over, didn't know who the girls were. I just walked in because what was I going to say? No, I don't have a reservation. So I walked in and I'm like looking around like, hi, like I belong here. And I see them, the girls from Harrods, the girl from Love Island and her cute friend. And they're like standing by the bar. And I was like, hi, girls. And they were like, oh my God, you came. They like screamed. And we were laughing so hard. And they were like, where's your mom? I was like, oh, they're on date night. Like, whatever. I was on my own tonight. So I was just like, why not stop by? And they were like, oh my God, we're so glad you did. Blah, 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 blah. So we end up talking. Two other girls from Love Island were there, but I guess I didn't watch their season, so I literally have no idea who they were. And then two other girls were there, and they were on this like reality show. It's like a UK reality show, so I didn't know what it was. And they thought it was so funny that I lived in Texas, and they were just like cracking up truly that I showed up there by myself. And I was like, y'all, I didn't have anything else to do. So I was just like, why not? Blah, 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 blah. So we end up going to smoke a cigarette outside. Once again, I'm like, why am I like smoking cigarettes? I never, ever, ever, ever do that. But I was like, well, when in Rome, I guess when in London, go to dinner with them. And it was so fun, so sweet. We part ways. I ended up doing my own thing that night. I went to a little cocktail bar. Just was so nice to be in a new city where you literally don't know a soul and just like go wherever you want. So TikTok like really planned my whole trip, I will say. So I just went to like TikTok cocktail bars and stuff. So that was one of the things that I think I manifested and like a weird thing that happened to me. So another funny thing, we were talking about Michelin star restaurants on the way to, on the flight to Florence. And we were just talking about how we had never been to a Michelin star restaurant before. Our first dinner, we landed and got to Cortona in Tuscany around like 5 p.m. or whatever. And we had a cute, cute, cute driver. He actually was like really hot. And he drove us into town and he was like, where are y'all going to dinner? Like, whatever. And I was like, oh, we literally don't know anything about Cortona. We were just going along. He's like, well, you need a reservation somewhere. So he ends up stopping at this restaurant and got us a reservation for that night. They had an opening and we like walked to dinner and I had like no makeup on, slick hair. It was just casual. I had just flown from London, long day, whatever. And we walked in and on the door, it said it had Michelin stars. I was like, oh my God, this is the start of my manifestation thing. So that was just another weird thing that happened to me. And I think that I manifested that as well. So I think I need to start manifesting. Okay. Another thing I've realized, I want to start cooking more. So this week I've been cooking. This is my first week back. So I want to start cooking more. And I just like feel like shit eating so much this nasty food all the time. And I'm so tired of it because I felt so good. I didn't feel bloated. My stomach didn't hurt over there. And so I just want to cook with like clean ingredients and like go to farmers markets and all the things. So that is something I'm wanting to do. Okay. Also, I decided like casual drinking, I need to be more of a casual drinker and not take it too far because I was never hungover on the trip. Felt great the whole time. I don't know. So that was like an internal thing I realized as well. I just need to be more of a casual drinker. I'm sure it would be a different story if I went on like a girls trip, like with my friends and stuff. But I was creative with my parents. But anyways, that's just something else I noticed and like want to work on doing. And then, okay, so let's kind of move into like itinerary things I think you guys should do if you find yourself in London, if you find yourself in Cortona in Tuscany, the whole thing. So I'm also going to post on the Spritz O'Clock Instagram a little graphic type situation and have all my itineraries and like recommendations for each place written down as well. These are just things that come to the mind off the top of my head. In London, our favorite restaurant was 34 Mayfair. We stayed in Mayfair, really nice neighborhood. Loved it. So nice. Everything was there. I'll also write out the hotels and stuff too, but we ate dinner at 34 Mayfair. It was a fabulous dinner. 1000%, like one of the best dinners I've had. And for lunch, we went to Mercado Market, I think. And it was like this old food hall that was in this old church. And I had the best ramen of my entire life. I was obsessed with this food hall. So we actually went twice. When we flew back through London, we got the ramen because my stepdad loved it so much. So I definitely recommend that for London. Also, Knack was really good. It was also in Mayfair. And then we did high tea at the Lanesborough Hotel. And of course, we did all the sightseeing, everything. Harrods is a must, and Selfridges, loved it. Also, Marks and Spencer, it's kind of like a department store meets Target meets like affordable cashmere meets great stuff. So also go there. Okay. And then Italy, my favorite thing we did in Italy was the Epic Bike Tour. It is out of Cortona and you kind of like go down the mountain through the valley and ride these e-bikes. Thank God they were e-bikes, but the hottest man was our bike tour man. And honestly, he was so freaking hot, and he made the bike tour just so fun. We stopped at a winery. We stopped at this olive oil factory, and you got to see how olive oil is made, which was like super interesting to me because I obviously am a dirty martini girl. So I was like, okay, well, I can appreciate my martinis more now. Yeah. So his name is Valentino. I'll have all of his stuff linked below. And it was so funny. I wore these like really cute Athleta pants. They were like my little athleisure athletic pants. And I was like, okay, I'll wear these on the bike ride. Well, never thought about them getting caught up in the wheels because I'm not like a biker. So there's this like hilarious video of him like strapping these bike straps to my pants. So I'm definitely going to be posting that because it was too funny to not share. That was like one of my favorite things. And then just like being able to walk into anywhere in Italy and just have like an amazing meal was great. Florence was amazing. We loved Florence. I went 2 days, blew it out on the shopping. The straw market was great. I found so many great things. I got so many gifts for my friends there. It's kind of fun, like bargaining with them. I kind of liked that part of it. Trying to think, we did Rome for a day. And honestly, I know I'm going to sound terrible. I hated Rome. It was so crowded. It was so crowded. Everything was under construction and I just like couldn't even see the Trevi Fountain. The Colosseum was just so crowded. You literally couldn't move. I don't even know how I got a photo with not that many people in front of in the camera shot. But anyways, didn't love Rome. But honestly, like to be totally transparent, I'm not a history person. So I'm sure that probably contributed to that. But overall, it was the best trip ever. I just had the best time ever and I would never trade the memories for anything. It was great being with my mom and my stepdad. So the only thing missing was Miss Lulu, which is my little miniature poodle, if y'all don't know. So yeah, I missed her so much. I'm going to have like everything on my ShopMy also, which all of my outfits are going to be linked because I got so many messages about the shoes I wore and the outfits I wore. So one thing I will say, I wore these new shoes. The brand is called Onsept and I'm calling it now. I think they're going to be the new Golden Goose fad. They're about $300 roughly. And I bought them on a whim like the day before we left for the trip. They ended up being the most comfortable pair of shoes that I brought. I was obsessed with them. I walked about, probably was averaging like 8 miles a day. And if y'all know me, I complain about my feet all the time on this podcast. So I highly recommend the Onsept tennis shoes or like sneakers or whatever. They make so many different colors. They're so cute. I have them linked in my shop. I have a whole collection called like my Europe trip or something like that. So it's like all the clothes I wore on my trip, everything I was loving. And yeah, overall, best trip of my life. I really want to move to London. So we will see if that happens. Y'all know I work remotely. So maybe next summer, who knows? But thanks so much for tuning into the podcast this week. I missed each and every one of you. And send me a DM as always if you think of anything you want to hear on the podcast, any guest ideas, literally anything. I also do want to start doing like a little Ask Me Anything questionnaire type segment and make things more interactive with you guys. So if y'all are interested, send me questions, send me advice, stories, anything. I would love to do that. And also follow the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, so I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.